Chapter 4. The News. A few weeks before her 11th birthday, a letter arrived from Sarah's father. There were problems with the diamond mines, and he was sick because of it. Still, he was making great plans for her birthday. Before long, it was Sarah's birthday. All the girls were excited. There were lovely snacks and a big cake. There were books and a beautiful doll for Sarah's presents. The girls gathered around.
"What a beautiful doll!" they cried.
Just at this time, Miss Minchin received some shocking news. The diamond mines had failed, and Captain Crewe had gone bankrupt. Then, very shortly after the business failed, Captain Crewe had died. Miss Minchin turned white. She was very angry. Captain Crewe owed her money. Also, Sarah had no family. Miss Minchin knew she couldn't throw Sarah out. That would look very bad. She had to keep Sarah. That meant she would lose money. Miss Minchin made a quick decision.
"Stop the party right now,"
Miss Minchin ordered. Sarah's life changed completely after that. Her nice clothes were taken away. Her room was taken away. Her maid was taken away, too. Now Sarah had to be a maid at the school instead. She wore an old black dress that was too short and shoes with holes in them. Her new room was in the attic beside Becky's room. It was cold and dark, and there were rats in the walls. During the day, Sarah cleaned the house and ran errands in horrible weather. She would come in wet and hungry, but she was often not given dinner. At night in her room, she would sometimes cry, shaking with hunger. The cook and older maids were mean to Sarah, and so was Lavinia.
"She's not a princess now,"
Lavinia laughed coldly.